Chapter 9.
Warm-up 1. A.
The plastic bottle opener is attached onto a drink bottle.
B.
The plastic bottle opener is the same size as her hand.
C.
She is demonstrating how to use the plastic bottle opener.
D.
She holds the plastic bottle opener in her hand. Warm-up 2. 1.
An 89-year-old woman created a hit product that now sells tens of thousands of units a year.
2.
The tool is made by hand by cutting a rubber tube into a 4-centimeter length, dyeing it, drilling holes in it, and threading a string through it.
3.
The inventor says with a smile, "I don't have time to die." Warm-up 3A.
The Hatsume Gakkai Association has approximately 3,000 members who have made inventing their life's work. Some members are former engineers, but the majority are apparently amateurs, and many are elderly citizens. Warm-up 3B.
The inspiration for the product came when Sato felt her strength waning as she began having difficulty unscrewing the caps of plastic bottles. The prototype, which was made with a flat rubber band, prevented the lid from slipping, allowing it to be opened without much effort. After consulting with the Tokyo-based Hatsume Gakkai, a general incorporated association that supports people who love inventions, Sato obtained a patent in 2011. She went through trial and error to finally commercialize the product in its current form, which is made from rubber tubing with a 2.8-centimeter diameter.
Reading.
89-year-old Tokyo woman continues to invent, inspired by problems she faces in daily life. Tokyo. An 89-year-old woman has shown that people do not necessarily need special knowledge or skills to start inventing. By creating a hit product that now sells tens of thousands of units a year. 11 years ago, Miyako Sato, a resident of Machida, Tokyo, created a tool to open plastic bottles using only a small amount of force. The rubber tool, named Plastic Bottle Akerukun, is available at cooperative stores nationwide for 400 yen, about $3 per piece, and 30,000 to 40,000 of them are sold each year. While she is now advanced in years, Sato says with a smile, "I don't have time to die." The tool is made by hand by cutting a rubber tube into a 4-centimeter length, dyeing it, drilling holes in it, and threading a string through it. In 2013, when Sato and her fellow inventors exhibited their products at a department store event, the plastic bottle openers sold so fast that she had to rush to make additional ones. She sold 280 of them in 5 days, using up all the materials she had prepared. This spring, she received a monthly order for 5,000 units, and she and her husband worked hard to fill it. All you need to invent something is motivation and the ability to take action as soon as you hit upon an idea, said Sato. I don't have the academic background or the skills, but it doesn't matter. It's worth it, knowing that my products are helping someone. Her approach indicates that the first step is to solve the inconveniences and problems people experience in their daily lives. Sato has also developed tools for opening jam jars and cans, and has recently been working to commercialize Zordi slippers with Geta straps attached.